Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about how they gave up office jobs to do other types of work. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what made each speaker decide to give up office work. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker likes best about their present job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. In the exam, you have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I just drifted into office work, having no particular qualifications to speak of. I didn't mind that it was 9 to 5 or that we were always chasing impossible deadlines. I mean, that's what kept the people in our section on our toes. No, the thing I couldn't stand was all the sitting about in front of a screen. Even though I went to the gym at lunchtime, I still never really felt fit. Gardening certainly put that right. I'm outside in all weathers, but I love it, and although the money's nothing to write home about, I really feel that people who employ me are grateful. That's worth a lot to me.
Speaker 2.
The trouble with our office wasn't so much the lack of space. I could put up with that. It was the sort of people you had to work with. I mean, sitting in front of a screen for 6 hours at a stretch, you needed a bit of light relief. But nobody there could see the funny side of my anecdotes, I'm afraid. I'm much happier in hairdressing. I chat all day, and you never know who's going to come in next. My boss is a real laugh, and I feel that I'm really expressing my creativity when I suggest a new style to a client, even if it doesn't always work out as I intended.
Speaker 3.
People think I went into nursing because I wanted a more caring job, but that wasn't the real reason. Sure, it's nice helping people, but we used to do that in our office too. No, it was having to do everything by yesterday that got me down. We were always in a rush because the bosses couldn't get the scheduling right. Although the hours are a bit irregular, I'm actually a bit better off as a nurse, so it's a real win-win situation for me, because I had been expecting a cut in my standard of living. I'm calmer and feel more in control of my life, and in a year's time, I'll be fully qualified.
Speaker 4.
I went into office work because I had good IT skills. I thought it was a good career move. It never occurred to me that I'd find it stressful just being there. I mean, the hours weren't that long, but we were all packed into this really small area. It was quite well paid, but it just wasn't worth it. As a window dresser for a big store, I know that what I do will be seen by lots of people and could have a big impact. That makes me determined to do it as well as I can. I love that feeling. And there's no grumpy boss breathing down my neck all the time either.
Speaker 5.
I thought I'd get promotion eventually and that would help me re-engage with the job. But when I did, it made no difference. I couldn't care less whether we met our deadlines or not, much to my colleagues' disgust. I just did my hours and looked forward to going home. I'd no commitment to it anymore. Plumbing's such a contrast. It's a small company, but they're paying for my training and that makes up for the drop in salary. What thrills me is that people look up to you when you say you're a plumber, even if I'm not fully qualified yet. It means you can do things they can't. I never felt that as an office worker.
Speaker 1.
I just drifted into office work, having no particular qualifications to speak of. I didn't mind that it was 9 to 5 or that we were always chasing impossible deadlines. I mean, that's what kept the people in our section on our toes. No, the thing I couldn't stand was all the sitting about in front of a screen. Even though I went to the gym at lunchtime, I still never really felt fit. Gardening certainly put that right. I'm outside in all weathers, but I love it, and although the money's nothing to write home about, I really feel that people who employ me are grateful. That's worth a lot to me.
Speaker 2.
The trouble with our office wasn't so much the lack of space. I could put up with that. It was the sort of people you had to work with. I mean, sitting in front of a screen for 6 hours at a stretch, you needed a bit of light relief. But nobody there could see the funny side of my anecdotes, I'm afraid. I'm much happier in hairdressing. I chat all day, and you never know who's going to come in next. My boss is a real laugh, and I feel that I'm really expressing my creativity when I suggest a new style to a client, even if it doesn't always work out as I intended.
Speaker 3.
People think I went into nursing because I wanted a more caring job. But that wasn't the real reason. Sure, it's nice helping people, but we used to do that in our office too. No, it was having to do everything by yesterday that got me down. We were always in a rush because the bosses couldn't get the scheduling right. Although the hours are a bit irregular, I'm actually a bit better off as a nurse. So it's a real win-win situation for me, because I had been expecting a cut in my standard of living. I'm calmer and feel more in control of my life, and in a year's time, I'll be fully qualified.
Speaker 4.
I went into office work because I had good IT skills. I thought it was a good career move. It never occurred to me that I'd find it stressful just being there. I mean, the hours weren't that long, but we were all packed into this really small area. It was quite well paid, but it just wasn't worth it. As a window dresser for a big store, I know that what I do will be seen by lots of people and could have a big impact. That makes me determined to do it as well as I can. I love that feeling. And there's no grumpy boss breathing down my neck all the time either.
Speaker 5.
I thought I'd get promotion eventually and that would help me re-engage with the job. But when I did, it made no difference. I couldn't care less whether we met our deadlines or not, much to my colleagues' disgust. I just did my hours and looked forward to going home. I'd no commitment to it anymore. Plumbing's such a contrast. It's a small company, but they're paying for my training and that makes up for the drop in salary. What thrills me is that people look up to you when you say you're a plumber, even if I'm not fully qualified yet. It means you can do things they can't. I never felt that as an office worker.
That is the end of the test.